Veterans in Ag. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, thousands of military people are being released from service, and some may someday be growing our food. Gary Crawford has more.
All across the country this week, Americans have been gathering to pay tribute to our veterans. One of our more prominent veterans is this man.
There are two things that are not negotiable. We cannot give up food security. We can't outsource that. And we can't outsource our national security.
And both are tied together. That's author and retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. In his long career, he's earned just about every military honor you can get. Among other things, he was the man in charge of the military assistance and actions in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The Agriculture Department now has many programs specifically targeted at veterans who want to get established in agriculture, things like priority for loans and grants and training. But veterans also are getting help from another major source.
Our mission is mobilizing veterans to feed America.
Michael O'Gorman, founder of the Farmer Veteran Coalition that works with veterans who want to get into farming or some aspect of it. General Honoré says today's returning veterans do have what it takes to make it as farmers.
They're accustomed to doing the impossible. They're not afraid to take risks, and they understand the difference between a risk and a gamble.
And Michael O'Gorman agrees.
A great many veterans are really made for it, and some of them are great about being able to put together a business, and some of them are very charismatic.
Lieutenant General Honoré says in the next year we're going to release over 100,000 people from military service. Many of them are going to need jobs, and he has this message to people currently in the farm, food, and agriculture business.
See how you can bring a veteran into agriculture and make them a part of the future of security of food for this nation. If we don't draw that next generation of farmers, that could be a challenge to us to be food secure.
He says veterans could help to, as he put it,
reseed our agriculture
and keep it going so we consumers can have the safest, most affordable food in the world. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.